Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And welcome back into the conversation here this afternoon on WGNS. Rutherford Issues continues on this dreary Thursday, but it'd be a great day to just curl up with a book now, wouldn't it? We're going to talk about one book today, Read to Succeed, and all those great things going on. Corey Wells, Michelle Palmer in studio here with us today. Corey, tell me how you're involved with Read to Succeed in One Book here.
Well, this year I'm back for a second year as co-chair of One Book with Laura Beth Payne, who many of you all know is Laura Beth Jackson, who was recently with the Chamber and is now at MTSU. And we have had a great committee this year. We read lots of great books and had a lot of debate over what a good choice would be, but we kept coming back to The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Michelle, tell us about what's your involvement here in One Book?
Well, I started with One Book writing a blog entry last year for our book selection. And after that, Corey asked me if I'd be interested in being part of the committee, which I was very excited to participate in. And this year, when we talked about what would be some good options for some books, one of the things we looked at was something that would get everyone excited about reading. Adults, young adults, older children, something that could be appreciated by children and adults alike and would raise some questions and hopefully start a dialogue in your community between all levels of readers.
It sounds like for laryngitis, it's a good thing to do, just to sit with a book, huh?
Yes, it is.
Are you getting over that or going into it?
This is still getting over.
Oh, okay.
And this is with the help of Entertainer Secret, which apparently is not that big a secret.
It's good stuff. Trust me, for those in the business that have to use it, it at least helps some. Now, I know that you have someone here in the studio that would be one of those young readers, I would assume.
Yes, my daughter Natalie is here with us today also, and she was also someone who had read The Hunger Games before the book was chosen. I had read it as part of my book club, and it raised such fabulous discussion questions in book club that it was a whole different perspective on what a child or a young adult would be bringing to the book. Mm-hmm. So it really looked like a good choice to be able to talk for everyone and to be able to get people really enthusiastic about it.
Did that kind of raise some, knowing that your daughter had read it, when that discussion came up, something for that children would be able to read and enjoy and learn something from that? Was that key in maybe some of your decision in helping to promote this book as the One Book?
I think so. There was a little bit of reservation in picking a book that was technically considered a young adult novel. But the nice thing about this book is that it's written just as good fiction, so it's easy to read, and it is a very approachable book. And it doesn't read like a kid's book. It reads like an adult book. There was a little bit of reservation, and that's part of the reason why we looked at some other options about having a book that was meant possibly for younger readers. But in the end, what we talked about was something that would really just cause the whole community to get excited and enthusiastic. Plus, it didn't hurt that the Hunger Games movie will be coming out on March 23rd. So it's very timely. It will come right at the end of our One Book promotions, and it'll be a great way to be able to cap off the ending of our promotions.
Well, Corey, the movies are never as good as the books.
No, never, never.
Without giving away everything, what can you tell us about the Hunger Games?
The Hunger Games is set in a distant but unknown future, and America is a dystopian society which is now in 13 different districts. And we start the book in the mind, if you will, or from the viewpoint of Katniss, who is, we very quickly learn that she is of a teenage age, and she is worried about feeding her family. She is worried about a stray cat being another mouth to feed. And so, I mean, literally within two or three pages, you're thinking, how can a teenager have these concerns? Mm-hmm. And you very quickly become drawn into that story. And before long, we learn that it is the day of reaping, and that's when every young person in every district has the potential to be called up to something that we might compare to a really bad reality TV show gone brutally wrong. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a contest in which Katniss does end up being one of the contestants, and a young man from her district who she knows a little bit ends up being a contestant as well. And ultimately, they're going to be fighting kids from all these other districts to the death, which sounds pretty bad. But I'll let Michelle pick up a little bit here.
It does sound pretty bad, but I think that it's one of the issues it raises is, of course, you know, fighting to the death to be able to provide for your family and to be able to provide for your community, because the people who win the competition, their families get extra food for the year, mm-hmm. not just for the day, but for an entire year. Plus, they get a safe, luxurious house to be able to live in as well. So there's a lot riding on this contest, and it does have some violent undertones, but the violence doesn't seem to be so much, it's not explicit violence, in my opinion. It is violence that is serving, at least in the minds of the participants, a greater purpose.
The we're talking about the Hunger Games. It is the one book community read this year. Corey Wells, Michelle Palmer in studio with us. Corey, tell us the details now about when the community gets involved with this read and things of that nature.
Well, we've been talking about this book, I guess, for maybe a couple of months.
That's
now.
Right.
And our promotions, as Michelle mentioned, go on all the way through the spring. We have one thing that's going on that we're very excited about and wanted to talk about today, and that is that we had a grant from Ingram for a couple hundred copies of the book, and we are leaving those copies around town. And I've got a copy with me. It's got a big sticker on it that says "Read Me," and I know Michelle has been particularly active in already leaving some of these around, so I'll let her talk a little bit about that experience.
It's kind of like an Easter egg hunt.
It is. We're having a huge amount of fun. I left my first one off today too, but I want Michelle to talk about it.
This has been such an exciting process. The idea came out of a website called bookcrossing.com, and it is based on the theory that when you're done reading a book, to share your love of reading and literature with other people, leave that book behind for somebody to be able to find it. There's two different ways on Book Crossing that you can provide a book. You can either hand it to someone that you know and pass it on for them to read, or you can release it into the wild where you might put it in Starbucks or in your doctor's office, or in my case yesterday, Reeve Sane. So when someone finds the book, they're supposed to pick the book up, take it home, read it. And what's really great about our version of this is that on the inside cover of the book is a little place for you to sign your name, write a one-word comment what you thought about the book, and then a chance for you to pass it on to someone else, as well as to go on to the readtosucceed.org website, enter your name, enter your comments, and then you will be entered to win a $20 gift card from Barnes & Noble at the end of the competition.
How about that? That's pretty neat stuff. So the books will be all around the community. Will the libraries have these books, or what's the accessibility of the book, and where can we get them, Corey?
Yeah, the library does have numerous copies. Also, they're very easy to find at Barnes & Noble and all as well. And this has been a mass market success paperback. And this is the first time Read to Succeed has ever chosen a really a mass market kind of book before. But again, we're getting so much enthusiasm for the book. We're excited, very excited about it. So I think the book is well less than $10, maybe even only about $5 for sale.
Oh, wow.
But again, so it's available in paperback. The author is Suzanne Collins, and again, that's The Hunger Games. And also, again, be watching the coffee shops and restaurants and doctor's offices, because you may see a copy that has that Read Me sticker on top, and that means it's fair game for you to take home.
You never know where it may be in the community.
That's
huh?
right.
Exactly right.
Well, and encourage people to maybe do the same with theirs. If they actually purchase it, maybe they could do the same with their books and leave them out, or
that would
or
be
something
excellent.
Of that nature.
Yeah.
That would be excellent. We've already gotten such a great response to this book. People are so enthusiastic about reading it, about talking about it. Almost everyone that we know who has read it has just wanted to share their experiences and moved right back on to the next book in the series. This is the first in a trilogy, and each of the books is just simply fabulous.
readtosucceed.org, readtosucceed.org is where you can find a lot of information about what's going on with Read to Succeed and the One Book Community Read as well. Corey and Michelle, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Corey Wells and Michelle Palmer joining us here. The Hunger Games, that's the One Book Community Read this year for Read to Succeed. Hope you get out and get the book. Enjoy the read, or just look at some places all around town. I hear there's one maybe at Reeves Saint. It may be gone by now, though. Who knows?
Lobby a little later, too.
Oh, is that right? Here in the WGNS
yes,
lobby?
Yes.
There's my phone going off. My wife's saying get the book. All right. We'll be right back after the news with Ron Jordan and talk about all things United Way in just a moment.
We're the station that focuses on things on your mind, WGNS. And this is Rutherford Issues.